She ran away. He heard us bickering. Monday night, Chodesh Halvavos, Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're going to go over number 15, even though we learned it already, but no one even remembers we learned it. I wouldn't have said anything, no one would know. Page Reish Nun Hei. And again, what the Chodesh Halvavos is doing in his 30 paragraphs, we'll call them, of Cheshbon HaNefesh is things to think about. Things to think about. That's what it means. So number 15, and some of them are thinking about Gadlus Hashem, and some of them are certain realizations. Many of them, as number 15 is going to be, is like, wake up, realize how you act when you're faced with a certain situation. So koshken, koshken, you should act that way, and then some when it comes to Hashem. For example, number 15 is very much that way. Cheshbonu amnafsho, he should think about how you plan for a trip. When you have to go to a tzimma for 2 days, there's nothing you don't take with you. Right? You take everything with you, just in case, just in case, just in case. The Eis HaChanoso, the Sugei Kalkoloso, Mipnei HaTzorech Aleihem, the way you prepare for a trip, and the way you prepare for many things in your life, Beni Yodea, and you don't even know for sure you're going to make it. We're not talking about that you're going on a trip to Yerushalayim and you're taking a big of Nash with you. We're talking about that you prepare for the next, you're going somewhere, you're going for 4 years, you want to study somewhere, you prepare. You went on a trip for a year. Beni Yodea, really, he doesn't know if he's kind of Yichya as the man she used to Amish man. He doesn't know for sure. He has no guarantees that he's going to live and he's going to be around. He's preparing. He's going to all the time and trouble and effort to prepare. And, you know, he's aware that there's no guarantee that you prepare. He's going away to study to college for a year, going to his campus. So he brings along what he needs for the year. He doesn't know he's going to live that whole year, but you know, so what? He assumes he will. He hopes he will. He prepares accordingly. If he has to travel, before he was talking about stomach, things you need. You want money in the bank for when you buy a house. You want money in the bank for when you know you have expenses, and or if you go on a trip. He prepares for the trip. Yomim prepares for the trip beforehand. Well, let's say he's going on a business trip. He's going to a what's it called? No, when they have
a trade show.
He's going on a trade show. So he finds out who's going to be at the trade show, what kind of businesses. He wants it to be worth his effort. Choker ilus choras yuchalim kabam medina. If there's a market for what he has to sell, should I say, should he go economy class, business class, first class, will be tired when he gets there, he wants to hit the ground running, doesn't want to get there tired, should he take labriut meals with him, should he take granola bars with him, should he take meals with him, maybe you should order meals there. But he works out an itinerary. He works out people go. People go on a plane trip like they have a kosher meal. Like they're sitting on a plane for like a couple of hours. Like it's very important to them. They should have the meal. Uva machanos asher yachnesh on bedarko. If you're going on a multi-day trip, you're going on a motor trip. So it doesn't take that long to go to the whole country. In America, right, you go to Chicago from Lakewood. My brother made the trip many times. It was all full of plans. Was he going to rest? Was he going to stop? Is he going to stop, or should he take turns with his wife and drive straight through? How are you going to entertain the kids for the whole trip? Kids, are you busy? He doesn't know if he's going to, no guarantees. But so what? You prepare. Below Barichas, Yemechayev, Ad Bokitso. He doesn't know. Now compare that, my good friend. There's one trip you know for sure you're going to take, and you can't avoid that trip. That's the trip to the cemetery, and you know for sure you're going there, and you know for sure you're going to live long enough to get there, and you know for sure you're going to make that trip. So how could you not prepare for it? For that great trip. And to prepare, make sure you have a meal, make sure you have what to do when you get there, make sure you take your credit card with you, you have schusim to pay for your trip, make sure you have your passport, everything. That's what he wants you to think about. Imagine that you prepare for a trip that you're assuming will happen, but you're not even sure. He could have said much more, kal vachomer. And what's the trip for? And who cares if you have to turn back in the middle? It's not that important, even if it's very important, but not the end of the world if you turn back in the middle, because things don't work out. But this trip is forever, and you're for sure going to take it. And this no one prepares enough for. You have a very big trip to make. You have to have a lot of tzedul and derech. You have to prepare. It's a very long trip. Hello, Olam Haba. Asher ein lo nemonus mikach, you can't escape this trip. You can't turn back in the middle and say, I don't want to go. The lachshav al tzedul, you have to figure out provisions. What are you coming to Hashem with? What have you got to show? The Yom HaDin HaGadol. Asher olav amar kosuv. You just ignore it and you just wait to die. The train leaving every minute. Stand in the Beis HaKfaras, go to Chevra Kadisha. You see they're very busy. Why are we so busy with everyday life and we don't prepare for the trip? It's like if a guy is going on a business trip tomorrow, so he's saying, I can't prepare for it, I'm too busy with what I'm doing today. So we say, something wrong with you. I know you're very busy today, but what are you going to do tomorrow when you have to go on the trip? You have to go to the airport, you have to prepare. You're not preparing for the trip. What do you do when you get there? You have to give a seminar, you have to teach, you have to have business meetings. How could you not prepare for it? What do you mean you're busy? The only thing you have to be busy with is to make sure your trip is not a waste of time. Anyway, that's what he wants you to think about. And consider your trip to Olam Haba as a trip, one that you have to prepare for. The Laman Itradnu, why do we get so busy? Salamnu, busy bolam akolam milasok pakayom, and we should be busy being osek in the world that's nitzchi, in the world that's lasting, not transient. V'machlos kufosenu, and we're busy making sure we're healthy. V'lehitofel b'machlos chleinu, we're not so busy with the health of our souls, of our seichel. V'mishmas l'roat tchunosenu, and how we listen to, we obey too often our worst nature, ilaso, and we're not osik in mishmas barenu, ubavodas yisareinu, rather than miavodas alokenu, oilum uvuchasenu, marabba hiyivaron, like blind people, belushikaron, kabo koshehu. Like we're drunk. A lack of thinking, a lack of common sense. They're drunk but without wine. no umlo shechar, and they're dizzy without shechar, because they're not thinking straight. Okay, there's nothing to be mirach about. Now we close the safe and we go on with our lives. Very nice. We're finished with the Chavit Halal. It's 9:15. We can go now learn something else. Hi, he said something very powerful. Okay, good. We listened. We heard. Pass the ketchup. What do we do with Kitzel? We'll certainly.
I'm getting him.
What?
I'm getting him.
I don't know if I want to learn with you, Bechavrusa. I want to give a shiur, not learn Bechavrusa.
Has the Rebbe ever taught the Moronavuchim?
I'm sorry?
Give a shiur on Moronavuchim?
Would I? Absolutely not. Oh.
Obviously, there would have to be people.
Even if I would say, yeah. It's the usual, the people, oh wow, Moronavuchim shiur, come for 3 weeks and that's all. People want to learn esoteric stuff, they can come to the Tanya shiur, which doesn't exist anymore, because after a couple of weeks or months, everybody, they just petered out the whole thing. Same with being Moronavuchim. If you bring me a bunch of people that finish Shas, so maybe we'll think of it.
Another 7 years.
I want to meet the person that wants to learn more in Avuchim and give him a list of things he should learn first. Okay, we're learning some in Ayin Aleph. One of them is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Some in Ayin Aleph. Oh no.
I don't remember going to
Simonayan. We'll start with Simonayan.